From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. The Louvre in Paris boasts one of the world's largest fine art collections. And this winter, it's experiencing an aesthetic revolution. For the first time, the Louvre is exhibiting comic strips. Almost as unusual is that these are new works commissioned by the museum, which is best known for its devotion to the past. Frank Browning reports that the show is intended to bring the Louvre a tiny bit closer to the living art world.
People who've ever spent much time in the Louvre come first to think about their feet and how much they hurt after they walk along miles and miles of marble corridors staring at the beautiful loot first piled up by the Emperor Napoleon in the great age of European colonialism. For this new show, the Louvre commissioned three comic book artists to create new work. Each wall-length strip is devoted to the Louvre itself. Artist Nicolas de Crécy's main character is a Louvre guide who has 4 feet, which either eases the burden or intensifies the pain. A dog with the genes of a pig. Not only is he smart and agile, he can also talk to all of the art objects, from the naked pre-Hellenic statuary to the Mona Lisa to the voluptuous ladies painted by Eugene Delacroix. The story is set thousands of years in the future, and the pig dog is guiding a group of archaeologists who believe they've discovered a lost city preserved beneath a glacier. The scientists get almost everything wrong, as when they come across a Delacroix nude.
Donc il y a écrit E de la Croix, et le E, ils ne savent pas que c'est Eugène, et ils pensent que c'est établissement de la Croix.
When they saw the name E, period, de la Croix, they think that it means establishment de la Croix, and they conclude that it's a bordel, it's a whorehouse.
Over and over, they come to stupid conclusions about how to interpret what they find in this Louvre, rather than merely appreciating the objects for their own beauty. A not too subtle swipe at pointy-headed academics. The two other comic artists commissioned by the Louvre take different tacks, but all were brought in by Fabrice Duard, the director of the Louvre's publishing division, who wanted to use comics to take the Louvre back to its roots.
In the beginning, with Napoleon, the museum is part of the life of the city, of the art life of Paris, of France, and we wanted to reinscribe it like that in life of the city, but contemporary city.
In short, to put a little bounce in the marble while puncturing the museum's sometimes intimidating atmosphere. Though, in fact, Nicolas de Crécy found the model for his pig dog in the crowded marble halls of pre-Hellenic art. Then as well, there was curator Fabrice Duard's lifelong addiction to comic books, what the French call bande dessinée.
I got 4 brothers, and all my brothers read bande dessinée, and so I was born with bande dessinée.
One day in 2002, he put his obsession together with his job as chief editor of Louvre Books. The 3 strips currently on display are in fact drawings from the first 3 comic books ever published by the Louvre. More than a tip of the hat to contemporary pop art, Duard argues that bande dessinée have a pedigree as old as any of the Louvre's holdings from the Renaissance, from tapestries that tell stories to the work of the great Italian painter Carpaccio,
who made larger and broader frame of history, one after another, to tell a story of Santa Ursula. You have also the Renaissance polyptych, who you can see the story of the Christ. So it's, for me, it's also one of the ancestors of the bande dessinée, who to tell a story like that, with text sometimes and drawing.
One final note on the Louvre comic show. To find it, you have to go down, deep into the medieval bowels of the Louvre Palace, to the original stone moat that was only excavated in the 1980s. A fitting place, says Fabrice Duard, to restore comics to their ancient roots at the foundation of Western art. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.